Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for the Dong Report.
The Dongs are back in town. Dongs are back in town. The Dongs are back in town.
Dongs are back in town.
Dongs are back in town. Dongs are back in town.
Dong, dongs, 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 dongs.
Yes, indeed! It is time for the Dong Report here on the Christian Arcan Show on this Thursday night, the 28th of August, the year of our Lord, 2025. Pretty good dong total already. I'm not going to spoil it any more than that. Usually on Thursday, it's a getaway day, not a big slate of games. But tonight, a healthy, healthy amount of dongs. Real quick, some notable dongs that were hit this week. On August 25th, Jazz Chisholm and Trent Grisham each hit two home runs for the Yankees as they avoided a sweep. Bunch of players homered yesterday. Cody Bellinger, Aaron Judge, Ryan McMahon, Trent Grisham. Big dong day, big dong series, I should say, for the Yankees against the Washington Nationals. But the most notable home run of the week, that would be Cal Raleigh, who on Monday hit his 50th home run, becoming the first major league player to hit 50 home runs this season. And just a day before that, on the 24th, he had his 48th home run of the season, and that broke the single-season home run record for a primary catcher, surpassing Salvador Perez. So congratulations to Cal Raleigh for his very historic dongs. A quick check on the dong leaders. Cal Raleigh, still your Lord of the Dongs with 50 on the year. That's the most in the majors. Kyle Schwarber and Shohei Ohtani trailed Raleigh by 5 dongs with 45 each. Eugenio Suarez has 42. Aaron Judge rounds out the top 5 with 41. As for our friends of the dongs, who are just as important, really, as the guys who hit them, as the ones who let them up. Jake Irvin of the Washington Nationals has really been putting on a clinic lately and allowing dong. He's up to 29 on the year. That's one more than Tyler Anderson of the Angels and also Zach Littell, who was traded from Tampa Bay to Cincinnati at the deadline. Seth Lugo having a good year but giving up tons of dongs. 27. He's tied with J.P. Sears and Bailey Ober, and that rounds out your top 5 friends of the dong as well. All right, without any further ado, let's get to Out of Context, Will Fleming.
See, this tea gives me magical vision.
All right. Will Fleming and myself as well, both were battling some voice stuff this week. I don't know what it was for Will, but I can tell you what it was for me. Whenever the seasons change, whenever, you know, you get from summer and you get a couple of cold days, like right in the middle of summer like that, that's when it starts going for me. That's when I have, like, vocal issues. But hopefully I'm over those. And we don't have to worry about him anymore. All right, without any further ado, let's get to the dongs. And we will begin in Baltimore. Red Sox and the Orioles closing out their 4-game series.
Mom also didn't raise a bitch, so.
You tell him, Shime. For the Red Sox, Trevor Story. Dong number 22 for him.
Love story, baby, just say yes.
Rob Refsnyder hit one out as well, number 7 on the season for Mr. Refsnyder. Over on the Baltimore side, Alex Jackson, dong number 4, a 395-footer. Red Sox take this one 3-2. They sweep the series and take the season series from the Orioles. I guess they did that last night. They will continue tomorrow as they head back to Fenway to take on Paul Skeens and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Let's head out to Milwaukee for the Diamondbacks and the Brewers.
Sedan, Rafaela.
Close. For the Diamondbacks, no dongs. For the Brewers, Sal Frelick.
Never forgive you!
With his 10th dong of the year, a 377-footer, Diamondbacks take this game by a final score of 6-4. Off to Houston we go for the Rockies and the Astros.
You got to pound your cutlets.
Ezekiel Tovar, dong number 8. Yankeel Fernandez with his 2nd dong of the year for the Rocks. For the Astros, Jose Altuve, dong number 23. And Christian Walker, a double dong night. For Mr. Walker there, numbers 20 and 21 on the year. For Altuve, that was number 23. Astros come away with a slim 4-3 victory in this one in Houston. Let's go to St. Louis for the Cardinals and Pirates.
What a stud in every way.
Every possible way. Speaking of studs, how about Tommy Pham? It's a guy you don't want to get on the wrong side of. Tommy Pham, didn't he beat up one of his teammates over a fantasy football game or something like that?
Oh, we were in a fantasy league together.
That's right. Tommy Pham is 8th dong of the year, a long one, 440-footer. Jordan Walker of the Cardinals, dong number 5. That one traveled 404 feet. Let's go to Oracle Park in San Francisco, Cubs and the Giants.
Sometimes it's actually extremely hard.
Courtney is sneaking up the ranks. Because right now, Wiggy's number 1. Every time there's a Wiggy drop, it's always funny. Courtney's right. She's close. She's getting right there. All of her drops are very, very good. For the Cubbies, Dansby Swanson, dong number 19. Michael Bush.
Head for the mountains of Bush.
It's 25th of the year for Mr. Bush. For the Giants, Willie Adames. Double dong night for Willie. Numbers 23 and 24 on the year for the Giants, and they needed both of them to knock off the Cubs 4-3. Let's go to Philadelphia, Phillies and the Braves.
Kurt likes booty.
Yes, he does. Glad. You know what? I heard that one in real time and thought that would be a great Dong Report drop. And it was. For the Braves, Matt the Bat Olson.
You got it, dude.
Dong number 21 for Mr. Olson. For the Phillies, oh boy. Kyle Schwarber. We've had double dong nights. We've had triple dong nights. Kyle Schwarber tonight, a quadruple dong night. Four Schwarbos for Cal. Number 46, 47, 48, and 49. And not only that, the first one, number 46, went 450 feet. And you know what that means? Yeah! Kyle Schwarber on top of an unprecedented quadruple dong night. Hit the long dong of the night as well. If you don't know, that's the long dong gong. That signifies the longest dong hit on the evening. Schwarber's first one went 450 feet. So congratulations, Kyle Schwarber, on your very long dong. And not just that, but on your multitude of dongs. A quadruple dong night. What a special night here on the Dong Report. And that's not all for the Phillies. JT Realmuto, dong number 11. Max Kepler, dong number 14. And Bryce Harper, not two.
The swing of his life!
That was his 22nd home run of the year, 442 feet close, but not quite as far as Mr. Schwarber and all those Schwarbos he hit. The Phillies up big in this one, 18-4 your score that game in the 8th inning. Let's go to Citi Field for the Mets and Marlins.
Sucker.
For the Marlins, no dongs yet. Could get some late breakers here. This could be a wild dong report tonight. It already kind of is. Schwarber with the quadruple dong. I mean, it's already pretty special. For the Mets, Pete the Meat Alonso. Also known as the Polar Bear. Dong number 30 for Mr. Alonso, who I really wanted the Red Sox to get, but no such luck. Marlins do lead in this game, though. They're up 5-4 in the 7th inning. In New York. Speaking of New York, the Yankees are in Chicago taking on the White Sox.
Talk dirty to me.
We're also considering, we haven't ironed this out yet, just to give you a little peek behind the curtain here at the Dong Report. We have Will Fleming out of context. We were also considering a new segment called Horny Will Middlebrooks, but we're not quite there yet. It's really still in the concept stages so far. I'm sure both he and his lovely wife, Jenny Dell, are thrilled to hear about this development. But I have to say, it's not guaranteed yet. For the Yankees, Cody Bellinger, dong number 26 on the year. For the bell ringer himself, Jazz Chisholm Jr. can't stop hitting dongs. Can you play a little more of that? Is that all we have?
That's all we have, but I'll just replay it.
Careless whisper there. Careless dong for Jazz Chisholm. He's just knocking dongs all over the place. This is a guy who he gets in the home run derby, can't hit any. And then in the second half of the year, he cannot stop hitting dongs. 26 on the year for him, a 382-footer. Yankees up 6-4 over the White Sox. That game still in progress for Chicago. Miguel Vargas, dong number 14 on the season. And that is it. That is a healthy dong total, thanks in large part to Mr. Kyle Schwarber. Add them all up here, and we may get a late breaker if we do, and we'll certainly add that to the total. But add them all up right now. Carry the five. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a 27 dong night here on this Thursday. How about it? A Carlton Fisk 27.
A Mike Trout 27.
A Mike Trout 27. Very good. Let's see. There's a lot of 27s now. There's a lot of 27s all across the sports landscape. Say it again.
Matt Kemp.
Matt Kemp?
Yeah, for the Dodgers.
Wore 47?
27.
Or 27, duh. What am I talking about? Okay. I certainly believe you. I don't remember that, but I believe you. There you go. I know that there's a lot of Bruins that wore 27. Like, right now, I believe Hampus Lindholm wears 27. And I think that Dougie Hamilton also wore 27.
He did.
So there's two. They give that to their Bruins defenseman. That's a big Bruins defenseman number. I believe 27 also, because I was a big fan of his back in the day, Glenn Wesley, 27. So there's three Bruins for you right there. Let's see. What else? I know there's got to be a lot more baseball players.
I hate to bring this guy up, but Ray Rice wore 27.
A Ray Rice 27. Hey, that was his number. We don't have to say he was a good guy or anything. Ray Rice 27. Did they do a jersey return for Ray Rice like they did for Aaron Hernandez? I think they did.
I'm not sure.
I think the Ravens did like a Ray Rice jersey buyback. I think. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
A Willie Adames, who also went deep twice today.
A Willie Adames. Okay, that's good. I didn't know his number, so that's good. It's retired for the Red Sox, so there weren't a lot of 27s for them. I feel like it's a much more common baseball number than I'm maybe thinking. But let's see. 27, 27, 27. How about a... I'm not out, but like I'm having trouble here.
Yeah, I'm getting there too.
I'm definitely having trouble with this. Scott Rowland, was he 27?
I can check that.
I think Scott Rowland was number 27. Vlad Guerrero, 27. Although that may not be right.
Vlad Guerrero Jr. definitely is.
Vlad, I think both of them are. I think both of them were 27. But I may be wrong about that. Which case, my bad. How about a Giancarlo Stanton 27, right? Yeah?
Correct.
Okay. Giancarlo, formerly known as Mike Stanton.
Scott Rowland did wear 27 for a couple
teams. Scott Rowland, 27. There you go. Okay.
I wore it in high school for my basketball team, if that counts.
There you go. Very good. 27 was my, I'm not going to say the name of it, but the name of the street in the town, but that was the number of our house, number 27. I feel like we're missing a lot of football players.
Very likely.
Eddie George? I think we're 27?
29. I'll check.
Okay. I think Eddie George was 27. I remember this now for sure. Steve Atwater, the safety for the Broncos, number 27. And I remember him mainly because he's one of the only guys that ever really leveled Christian Okoye. Back in the 80s and 90s, young David, there was a running back for the Chiefs named Christian Okoye. He was known as the Nigerian Nightmare.
I know him.
Was a giant. I mean, he was humongous.
I played with him in Madden. Also, Eddie George is 27.
Eddie George. See, good running back, number 27. Okoye was number 35, but he was so big and strong and just, you know, like, unlike any other running back in the league at the time. Steve Atwater maybe came up to this guy's nipples, okay? And he met him right in the backfield. And he hit Christian Okoye so hard that Okoye went back 5 yards. And Atwater just stood there like a brick wall. It was one of the greatest hits in the history of football. I'm not even kidding.
Jose Altuve.
A Jose Altuve 27. Good one. I feel like I'm missing some Patriots who wore 27. Let's see. Maybe tapping out here. I may be getting close to tapping out. I feel like I got to get at least one Patriot before we move on. What Patriots wore 27? Defensive back. Super Bowl.
J.C. Jackson?
No, maybe him too, but Ellis Hobbs is who I'm thinking of. Ellis Hobbs, I'm pretty sure, wore 27. And I think that may be it for me. I think that's it. I think I'm out.
I'm
got
tapping.
Any more?
No, not off the top
right.
of my head.
All right, I guess we're going to tap out on 27 there. Send in your 27s. David, what's your Twitter account? I know it's something weird, right?
Dazer27, actually.
Dazer, D, that's your name. It's not that weird, actually. That's exactly what it should be. D-A-Z-I-R.
A-Z-E-R.
D-A-Z-E-R.
Yes, 27.
I thought your last name was Z-I-R. Wow, okay. Well, never mind. You're in my phone is Z-I-R.
Oh, it's okay. Sorry. It's the thought that counts.
Sorry about that. I was close. D-A-Z-E-R, at D-A-Z-A-R, at Christian Arcand. Send them in. You can also text in your 27s at 617-779-7937. If you're watching on Twitch, of course, you can enter your 27s into the Twitch chat. Same thing in the YouTube chat. If there's anybody on YouTube right now, I'm so sorry. I always neglect you guys until the very end of the show. But we will go ahead and check there, see if you got any 27s. Send them in, and we'll get to your phone calls and clickbait next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to Christian Arcand on WEEI.
All right, we got a couple of minutes left here on the Christian Arcand show. I want to issue a correction and a deep apology to Glenn Wesley. I was talking about Glenn Murray. I was thinking of Glenn Murray and I blurted out Glenn Wesley. Glenn Wesley was 26. Glenn Murray was 27. And Murray played a little later than Wesley. I was a fan of Wesley. I liked Murray, too. But I got them confused. And they were off by one number. A couple of Glens. It happens. What are you going to do? Anyway, our dong total was 27. I was hoping for a late breaker, but we didn't get one. But that's okay, because 27 is a very healthy dong number. And by the way, bravo to David Azer handling the dongs very well. It's
thank
first time
you, thank
doing
you.
It. That's not easy. It's not easy doing the dong report.
There's a lot going on.
It's a lot of work. Here. It's a lot of chaos. And I think he handled it very nicely. Let's get to our 27s in the Twitch chat. Let's see what we got here. Eddie George, we got that one. Thank you very much. A Scott Niedermeyer 27. Someone saying an A-Rod 27. Did A-Rod ever wear 27?
I don't think so.
I don't remember him wearing 27.
Me neither. We got a Daniel Tice 27
Tice 27. Very good. Yeah, A-Rod was 3. I think he was 3 all along until 13. He went to the Yankees. Then he was 13. But he was 3 on the Mariners and 3 on the Rangers, I think. I don't think he was over 27. Unless sometimes, you know, sometimes guys get called up and they have like an offensive line number. I don't think A-Rod ever did. But maybe he did. I'm not sure. I'm not going to say for sure that you're wrong there.
Oh, Trevor Story wore 27 with the Rockies.
A Trevor Story 27 with the Rockies. Good one. Yeah, he's 10 now, 27 before. What's another one you just said?
I said Daniel Tice.
Daniel Tice, 27. That's a good one. Yes, that's a very good one. Altuve, we got that. Ken Griffey Sr., whose real name, as we know, George, 27. And Shenny in the Twitch chat with a Glenn Murray, 27 as well. Thank you. We got that. Let's see. On the text line, a lot of 27s. Okay. The 27th president was the historically fat William Howard Taft. Was William Howard Taft the one who was in the bathtub?
Yes.
What's the story there? He died in the bathtub. He was too fat. He couldn't get out of the bathtub.
I don't think he died in the bathtub, but he definitely got stuck in it.
He got stuck in his. He was too fat. He got stuck in the bathtub. How undignified. How'd they get him out? They like break
I'm
the
not
bathtub?
Sure. Butter. I don't really want to think about it.
They greased him up. Turn the thing over. Okay. Terrell Buckley, 27. Good one. 978, the U.S. naval ship, the USS Portland, LPD 27. 917, Charlie 27 is a character that appears in Marvel Comics and was described as the heart of the Guardians of the Galaxy. Ving Rhames played that character. Are you familiar with this character?
Can't say I am. And I like to consider myself a big Marvel guy. I don't know that guy.
Guardians of the Galaxy? I don't remember Ving Rhames being in Guardians of the Galaxy. But I only saw that movie that once. Or I guess it was Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, so maybe that's why I didn't see that
you
one.
You didn't watch the first one?
I did see the first one. I didn't see Volume 2, I guess. David Ortiz, 27, with the Twins. That sounds plausible. But he wasn't David Ortiz, and he was David Arias. So, David Arias, 27. I guess.
Austin Riley, 27.
Austin Riley, 27.
Edward Cabrera, 27 on the Marlins.
Good one. Edward Cabrera, I wanted the Red Sox to trade for.
Me too.
He did not move. The Yankees, 27 World Series. 27 World Series. How about 27? How's the Red Sox ass taste, Yankees? They did technically win the 27, but if you're texting in and trying to gloat with that right now, now's not the day for that. And Ellis Hobbs, 27. Good one. Ron Hextall, 27. Good. 917, Florida was the 27th state admitted into the United States back on March 3rd, 1845. Florida was 27? Really? Okay. All right. Contrary to what you might think, I love Florida. I do love Florida. I love being there. I don't know if I get along with them all, but every time I go to Florida, I have a great time. Even if I'm not in like the fun parts of Florida. I like even being in the crap parts, you know. It's okay. It's nice down there. I think in another life I lived down in the Southeast, because I feel that way when I'm in New Orleans too. I feel that way whenever I'm in any part of Florida. I went to Atlanta. I was like, this feels right, you know. Like I don't know, something about that area. I just like it. The 27 Club, a list of popular musicians that died at 27. Yes, of course. Very sad. Amy Winehouse, Kurt Cobain,
Mac Miller.
The fella from Sublime, I think, whose name is, I can't remember, Bradley Noel. There's some more. Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix in the 27 Club.
Mac Miller was actually 26, my bad.
Okay. Jim Morrison, Brian Jones from the Rolling Stones. Who else? Maybe not. I'm reading now that maybe the 27 Club's more of a myth. I don't know. But Hendrix, Joplin, and Morrison. I mean, that's how the whole thing started, was those three. And those were three pretty big ones to lose in the middle of that decade. You know, like those were three of the biggest stars in the world. It was right after Woodstock. You know, like that was pretty tough. You know, they all had huge hits. They were all these big, big stars. And that's where that whole thing sort of began. Let's see, what else? Gary Sheffield, 27th all-time home runs in Major League history. Good one, 917, thank you. Another Scott Niedermeyer. More Carlton Fisk, because we let off with Carlton Fisk as a texter, but thank you. And in the 508, cobalt is the 27th element on the periodic table. So there you go. Those are our 27s. And that is the Dong Report. Every time we do a Dong Report, I get a mix. It's like 50-50 between people who remember the Dong Report from its earlier iterations. And also, a big question I always get is, how come you have Jones and Keefe in the intro? Why are they in the intro? Why are they singing in the intro about the Dongs? And the reason is because Jones and Keefe created the Dong Report at the other station years and years ago, but it goes back a long way. The Dong Report has history and roots here in the city now, and it's been going on for a very long time. Now, Keefe left, obviously, and came here, and then it was Jones and Cattles who kept the Dong Report going for that brief time that they had a show. And then Jones and I worked together for about 5 years, and we continued with the Dong Report and added a whole bunch of stuff to it. And then I wanted to check, before I wanted to even do the Dong Report, I wanted to make sure I had the blessing of Jones and Keefe, because they're, frankly, the original Dong Fathers, both of them. They are the Dong Fathers. It was their thing. And while I, you know, was doing it for a long time, we were doing the Dong Report for 5 years, I didn't want to do it without their blessing. They both granted it. They both agreed to be a part of the intro. And that's the reason why. People ask me that every week. They're like, why is Jones and Keefe on the Dong Report, and then you don't use them in the actual segment? First of all, I think we should use them in the segment. I'm not sure how yet. But we got to get them involved more, like, in segment than just in the beginning.
Maybe they could do the Dong Facts at the beginning.
We could have something like that. I like doing those, too. Maybe we just do more of their drops. You know, we have like horny Will Middlebrooks. Maybe we do like horny Rich Keefe or something. I'm just spitballing here. It's not going to be the same thing for everybody. Can't just have everybody be horny all the time. Although that is immediately where my mind goes. So I guess you tell me. Anyway, that's all the time we have here tonight on the Christian Hurricane Show. I want to say big shout outs to Chris Price. Big shout out to Sammy James from the Play Tessie podcast. A new one is dropping at 4 a.m. tonight. So if you're going on a bender when you get home, sun's coming up, put on some Play Tessie. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Red Sox pregame, the debut of Peyton Tolley going up against Paul Skeens. I will have that pregame for you at 6:15 tomorrow night. I'll also be on the postgame show and Red Sox review. So don't worry, I'm not going far. And that's all the time we have. David Azer, great job tonight. Excellent, excellent work. I'm back tomorrow at 6. Talk to you then right here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Good night now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.